What are your thoughts on Ed as a radio communicator and his career?
Well, number one, he's the best friend I've had in my life, and I love him so much, and I'm just like him. He's always determined, and we're all going to miss him because, like you, I used to listen to it every chance I got on Sunday. And you know who listens an awful lot? He brought that kind of radio, the old style, to kids. So many kids were turned on by those old radio shows, especially the mystery shows. And I think he was very proud of that because he'd go places and the father would say, "This is my son, he's 7 years old, and he listens to you every Sunday night." So he really did. He had a fabulous following. And answer to your question, it's only a politician here, I finally get to the answer to the question. The truth is he just had a way with people, period. And that way came across on his radio style, too. And he sounded like he was talking to you, you know, individually when he would do those little blurbs about those people that were stars in the radio days. So it's him. It's the real Ed Walker, heart, soul, and everything.
I was watching earlier on YouTube a wonderful clip of the Joy Boys with Gordon Peterson, I guess.
I remember that day.
It seemed like you were having so much fun.
Well, I think that's one of the things we both said. We never got, we never worked a day in our life. We loved what we did. We loved each other, and we loved the show, and it was our show. We didn't send away to Chicago, $1.50 to get material. We wrote our own stuff and had our own ideas, and we were very proud of that and proud that people received it the same way we intended them to. So, I remember that day when Peterson came over. It was terrific, yeah.
Willard Scott and Ed Walker, two very talented radio guys, very gifted. Did you feed off each other, or how did that work?
Well, I've always said the greatest thing in the world was with him. I knew exactly what he wanted. When he would deliver a line to me, I knew what he wanted for a response or expected, and I could give it to him. Same thing with me. We were sort of like psychic, with each other's ideas of what we wanted. And we did. We never had a fight in our life after 35 years. We always, an hour before the show, 2 at 1 anyway, that was on at 1 o'clock, we would go in the office and have a sandwich and a cup of coffee and write down some ideas, like a format. That's all we ever did because we didn't have a script, too long a show to write a script for. We just had a format. And we'd talk about it, and then we'd go in and do the show. It worked out great.
Some listeners may not be aware that that Ed is sightless, and I wonder, they don't know in radio, we sometimes rely on visual cues with each other. Was that a disadvantage for you, or was it fluid to work with him despite the fact that he couldn't see you?
Well, we were fortunate to have an engineer was tuned into our beam, too, and Eddie ran the show. I didn't. I had a microphone halfway across the room, and he sat there and was in constant communication with the engineer, and Eddie would decide which songs to play and when to cue a bit up that we were going to do next. And so that worked out pretty well because we didn't try to run the show, both of us. He ran the show. I was his sidekick, and basically that was it.
He sounds like somebody, like you said, somebody
right? Well, he loved radio so much, old time radio. And he knew it from the beginning. He didn't have to read up on it. When he talked about one of these shows on Sunday night, he knew all about it and would just talk about it and then play the tapes. And the rest of it was, I say, this is a generalization, but he was the talent. He had great voice qualities. He could do anybody. He could imitate anybody. He was really good at that. So he was the star talent. He did most of the talent stuff, and I did the writing. And writing in the sense of just formats, just put down some. I'd say, okay, we have a bit here on the soap opera where every day for 5 days we're going to have the intercom call for Dr. Bedpan, room 12, And at the end of the bit, the payoff was the lady didn't want Dr. Bedpan, she wanted a bedpan. And, we'd work around that, and we'd work all week on that.
Willard, I'm satisfied unless there's anything you care to add. Wish Ed well, or any thoughts you might want to share?
I just am so happy for him, because he has worked right until the end of his retirement. He went out like a prince, and he did his Frank Sinatra said, did it his way. And I can't tell you. I mean, we could go on for an hour how much his life is meant to be. He changed my life the day I met him, and ever since then, he's had a tremendous influence. He taught me the meaning of the word humility in the truest sense of the word.